my top five NWO numbers. My number five is Conan. Man, he was so overlooked in the big scheme of things because he's in there with Hogan and Hall and Nash. And as great as Conan was, and as much of a superstar as Conan was in Mexico, he was known in the U.S., but it would be hard not to agree that Conan was really, to a degree, in the shadows of some talent that had been, you know, top of mind, big name talent for decades. So I think Conan really is one of the most overlooked members. He brought a level. I think Conan had much more of an influence on the NWO than people think. And it's important that people realize the NWO was really a collaborative effort. And it continued throughout the entire run of the NWO. But one of the guys who came in early on, and I think Scott and Kevin in particular, really picked up on Conan's vibe. Because Conan brought a authentic, you hear the term OG, original gangster. It's thrown around a lot. Conan was the OG of the NWO because he brought such a cool vibe that was relevant. His finger on the pulse of hip-hop, of Latin culture, which was really emerging in the United States back at that time. So I think Conan really is overlooked in many different respects. And I think Scott was still with us, he would agree, I'm sure. And I know Kevin would too, the influence that Conan had. And of course, Scott Hall and Kevin Nash were influenced by Conan. Hogan was influenced to a large degree. And Hulk will talk about that. He was able to create some phrases too, which caught on a lot. You know, catchphrases like, yo, 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 let me speak on this. And all of a sudden, when you hear that now, first person you're going to think of. Let's go to number four. This is a guy I've talked a lot about. Have a ton of respect for him, a lot of affection for him. I really, really like Six-Pack Shawn Waltman. But again, sixth member, right? He came in, sitting in the crowd. It felt like another guy was coming over to WCW from WWF. Now, I don't think Shawn Waltman had been in WCW previously. He might have been in and out for a one-shot or two-shot or something like that. So I didn't have the, hey, I used to be here, and now I'm coming back. But Shawn was such a big star in WWE. People, they loved his work in WWE. And I think when Scott came over, and again, Shawn brought a certain vibe that was even different than Conan's. Very cool, very relevant, very current, but different than Conan. So there was an authenticity. That's what I'm really trying hard to say. There was an authenticity in Xbox character, Six-Pack, that really lent itself to the NWO. It was a great addition. It wasn't a dilution. That happened much later on, right? When the NWO became diluted because we were just adding so many people that didn't bring anything to the table. They didn't bring what Conan brought to the table. They didn't bring what Shawn Waltman brought to the table with his character, Six-Pack. He was the worker of the group. Shawn Waltman could go in there and fly around and do the shit that Scott Hall, it wasn't in his repertoire, so to speak. It wasn't in his character. It didn't make sense for Scott to work like that. Kevin Nash wasn't about to try to fly around. That would have been horrible for everybody. Hulk Hogan, I guarantee you, wasn't going to go coming off the top rope with anything. And Shawn Waltman could get in there. He could fly. He could bump. He could sell. He could provide the physical, the dynamic action that the larger-than-life characters wouldn't have been able to do because, A, it wasn't in their character, and, B, physically, I don't think they were capable of doing it. I know they weren't, like Shawn Waltman. Very few people were. Kevin Nash, this is where it gets a little tricky, right? Kevin Nash, big, sexy. Kevin Nash provided that threat, that larger-than-life intimidation, visually. When Scott Hall was in front of the announce desk and Kevin Nash came up behind me, I just signed a bunch of autographs of this picture last weekend in Indianapolis. By the way, great time, great event. I loved it. But when Kevin Nash came up behind me, and he's looking down at me, and I turn around, and all I see is the center of his chest, and I look up like I'm looking up at a giant redwood. That visual, that made it. That added so much credibility, right, to what was happening. We still didn't know it was going to be the NWO yet, but that threat was real. There was danger. Good element to having a story. Good element, danger. And Kevin Nash provided that danger. All right, let's talk about Scott Hall, the man who jump-started this thing. That moment was so real, so believable. And again, from the get-go, it wasn't because I directed Scott much. I worked on the promo with him. I knew what he was going to say, and I crafted it, quite honestly, for him in many ways. And Scott took it, and he kind of made it its own. So I knew the narrative, the dialogue, I was completely involved in. But the vibe, I didn't direct, I didn't say, Scott, now when you come down, I want you looking cool as shit. I want you to come down through that crowd like you own this freaking building. Like, the key to making Georgia, it's on your key ring. It's not something you get once a year. It's on your key ring, Muckerfather. I didn't say that, but that's exactly what Scott Hall did. He had the instinct, even not knowing for sure where the story was going, because I hadn't laid it all out to Scott and or Kevin at this point. But Scott had the instinct, based on his experience, to feel where this thing was going and what we were trying to accomplish. And he came down through that crowd. He's like, James Dean could wrestle. That was Scott Hall. Number one, come on, we all know. And this is not as easy as it sounds, right? Because when you really analyze after the fact and you look at the different elements that each of these guys brought to the table, if you had to put a valuation on it, it would be really difficult because it's subjective. And sometimes the littlest things can have the greatest impact. And when I say littlest things, I just mean the vibe that Conan brought or the vibe that X-Pac brought because they were different, right? The coolness of Scott Hall, all of those, if you take any of those elements out of the NWO might not have been the NWO. It's not the one we remember because we would have forgotten about it a long time ago. All right. Hulk Hogan turning heel. The reason it's my number one, and I know, listen, people live to disagree with me, and I embrace that.
Bring it on.
I like it. I have fun with it. I love hearing different opinions. Hulk Hogan turning heel was the final straw. It was everything the NWO needed to become what it has become today, or what it would become at that time, because it was a massive move that nobody saw coming. Nobody anticipated it, including me. In fact, not only did I not anticipate it, it was up until I saw Hulk Hogan walk in the building about an hour before we were supposed to go out and do that segment, because I kept him away from the venue all day. I didn't want him walking around because then people, oh, he's the third guy. Because that's all anybody was talking about. And Hogan hadn't been around for a long time. So if Hogan would have showed up, oh, there's the third guy, it wouldn't have mattered because this was like before the internet really, and you know, cell phones and all that kind of shit, text messages. It's not like it would have ruined anything, but it would have taken the fun out of it for me. Selfishly, I didn't want anybody to know because I wanted to feel a real reaction. And when Hulk Hogan came down and everybody assumed he was there to back up Savage, and he dropped that leg and get up and started cutting that promo, that moment to this day is still one of the most magical moments I've ever experienced. And I've heard a lot of people that were in the audience say the same thing. So there's my top five and my number one. Love all you guys in the NWO. Rest in peace, Scott Hall. And I hope you enjoyed this edition, the very first edition of my top five.